The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
And I'm feeling super blissful.
I'm feeling super blissful too. And hopefully the server will feel super blissful as well and continue to bring us with good fortune and file delivery and packets that we desire. Hey everyone, hey. It's Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
And hey everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and I want to tell you that this is episode 176 Redux of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, May 20th, 2019. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony page is on Facebook. Go visit them at facebook.com/thejoeandanthonyshow. You can also find our shows at Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, and of course, Radio for All and our very own website. Subscribe, visit our website, just like us now, damn it. Without further ado, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
Thanks,
you
Betty.
You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony.
Ooh-wee. So I was telling Anthony that today is technically my weekend.
Yay for your really weekend.
Yes.
That's a good thing. We like weekends.
And since I kind of interjected right away, I'll just go into my day.
You go ahead and do your things. I gotta lock the studio door. Looks like we got some strange characters in the lobby.
Uh-oh. So, today for me was uber cleanliness and beautification procedures in the Chicago studios and the rest of the apartment. It smells nice and clean, fresh and free inside the apartment. Moving right along, I have also been having some weird computer issues as of the past couple of months, as Anthony can testify to. Lots of weird restart issues, USB issues, like the thing saying it's got too much power surging to it. Yes, and so I have an expansion card that I installed in the PC, and hopefully that is helping to mitigate those issues.
There you go.
And Parkahova's witnesses, and man, was she a whore. Hey, Anthony, how was your day or week?
Who's a Parkahova witness?
She was a whore.
Okay. Alrighty then. Well, you know, we resolved, well, so far, it seems, we've resolved our server issues here in the studio. That was plaguing us last week. This morning, I walk into my real job, the one that actually pays bills, and that's our print server was down, which was not good. Boy. That was very bad. So that made for a bit of a hellish morning. But it finally resolved later in the afternoon. And then it's hot. It's getting hot in fucking Florida. Florida's getting fucking hot. It's getting hot and humid in the afternoons now.
Whew. Did they take away your air conditioning credits?
Not yet, but they will. I think we're going to start seeing some 90s soon during the days. And let me tell you, having a car with leather interior is no bueno in Florida.
No bueno.
No bueno this time of year. I might actually just leave that car in the garage until it gets cool.
What would you prefer to have, then? like nylon or?
I'm fine with just regular fabric. Regular fabric is fine. Yeah, just regular interior fabric is fine. I mean,
but preferably
it's
not dark. I know light gets dirty, but dark gets hot. Well,
probably, let's say gray then. Gray works. Gray kind of works. But still, though, even with the seat traps, the heat, the fabric, it doesn't burn like leather does.
True.
So I'll take a hot seat over a hot leather seat. So, yeah. But yeah, that's kind of where we're at with Anthony's world right now.
So we got some announcements?
I think we do.
So I'm looking at the script and it looks like, oh my gosh, we have a voicemail?
I think we do.
Woo-hoo!
Let's pull it up here. It came through over the weekend. I'm surprised it
fart, fart, fart. Fart, fart, fart.
One.
Roger, shut up.
And
we're trying to listen to the damn thing.
Messages.
You're welcome,
press
Joe.
1-4. New messages. First message.
Yeah. It's Lisa.
It's Lisa
McAdoo. Yeah, you remember me, yeah.
It's easy.
I hope you got things fixed at Bang Online. Yeah, the Glee people were really disappointed they missed that show Monday night.
We were too, easy. We were too.
But I was ready. If you need help, give me a call. I'll just send some madhead with a candy computer.
There you go. We'll use TRS-80.
I hope everything's doing all right. We'll see you Monday night. Stay loose. All right, cool. Yeah, bye.
All right. Goodbye.
There we go.
Press 3 for advanced goodbye.
Wow.
You know, that was awesome. Folks, you can join Ezel and us in the chat room at shyampa.org. That's C-H-I-A-M-P-A.org. That's obviously only if you're listening live. If you're listening on a recast, we may not be there.
Well, I mean, you can still go to the chat room, but you'll just have to have a conversation with yourself or whoever, what other random stranger happens to pop in there at that
point. Like Big Mac or Ezel or Betty or whoever. And our phone lines are ready for you, too, at 813-327-8566.
Thank goodness.
And, you know, I wanted to just quickly touch on a little bit of computing history. I had a Tandy computer. I think it was like an ES 2000, 3000, 1000.
I did as well. It was an EX 1000, I believe.
And I remember that computer was a workhorse for a little while.
Mm.
That was the computer that I had prior to getting a 386 model.
There you go.
That could install Windows 95.
Yeah, I think that was kind of the same because my next one was a 386 after that with an actual hard drive. Because the one I had, the EX1000, was just one 5.5-inch floppy drive.
Oh.
That's all you had. And it had no hard drive. It had no hard drive and only 640K of memory. So you were like swapping disks in and out. You like became a professional disk flinger with that thing after a while. Let me tell you. Built some arm muscles with that thing. At least it was ridiculous. But
But I got a lot of use out of those computers, and, you know, they were good for their time, but now you see what we have now, and it's like, wow, you just touch the screen and magic just happens.
What's
going to be the next big thing? That's kind of what, you know, I'm looking for nowadays. I'm looking for what is the next big thing. Touch, it's here. You know, things on your wrist, it's here. Voice activation, while it's imperfect, very imperfect, in my opinion. It's
for
here.
For now. Yeah. I mean, give it time. It's going to get better. I mean,
you know, but I consider that just sort of a gradual improvement versus, say, like an actual new thing. Like, oh my God, this is going to become the new thing for the next 20 years.
Yeah, I think the smartphone was really probably that big thing that happened most recently. The advent of the smartphone pretty much pulled it together.
And that's been like, what, in the early 2000s? For the ones that are like more useful.
Mid-aughts.
Okay.
Because I think I got my first smartphone in 2006, 2007. And it was like, it was a Motorola, and it ran like a, it wasn't even like a Windows Mobile. It was like a very watered down type of Windows Mobile. It had a physical keyboard. It wasn't even a touch screen. So, but it was a smartphone, as odd as it sounds. And it could run, it was able, I still have it too, I think.
The clay people like touch phones because little bits of them don't get trapped in the buttons. That's pretty good.
You know, that is a very good, interesting point you have there. Yeah, I guess.
So, in the buttons. While you're diving into your thing, I'm scanning over your weed corner, and it's looking really good. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, right?
It's a BlackBerry.
No, it's not. Well, it's actually a Motorola. It's a Windows phone.
A Motorola. Oh, Windows phone.
It's a Windows phone, yeah.
Oh, does it still turn on?
I don't know. It's really sticky. It's got crud all over it. It might be part of an exploded battery, so I should put it away.
Yeah, red alert, red alert.
We'll put it back
no
down.
No red
there.
Alert allowed.
No, we'll just...
There we go.
We'll just put it back in the drawer. Where we once found it. All right. We're going to try this again. I'm going through the same weed corner stories as I did last week because we didn't record the broadcast last week because everything Yikes. Fucked up. And then B, we were having such a terrible time with things. I don't even know what
but
we
did. But today
seems
quite smooth and free.
Shut up. Don't jinx us. Be quiet. Don't jinx us. All right, so our first story of the weed... See, now I'm trying to do the bong hit, and I'm not getting it. I got that. Not getting the bong hit. See, you broke it already. You broke it. You friggin' broke it. Oh, my God. I gotta find it here. Hold on.
I'm just gonna have another little red licorice device, which is brought to you by Australian Red Licorice from your local... Jewel or other grocers, like fancy schmancy bulk area.
There we go. All right, I had to reload the bong hit. This one comes from High Times. Michigan issues first medical marijuana home delivery licenses. New rules have been approved and put into place by Michigan's medical regulatory agency that medical marijuana providers can now legally deliver the... cannabis, whatever, to patients, be it pills, whatever, weed, what have you. Three initial licenses were issued. To complete home deliveries legally, dispensaries with a license must hire their own delivery drivers. The dispensary's license for home delivery must document and track all delivery inventory. All delivery vehicles...
No Uber weed.
All delivery vehicles must be tracked with a GPS system. Dispensaries will have to get a copy of the patient's ID card and medical marijuana card before doing any kind of delivery. The delivery address must match the patient's address as listed on both their identification card and their medical marijuana card. And patients can order up to the daily maximum,
which I know we
were quite excited about this, which is 2.5 ounces of flower a day.
Damn.
That's a lot of fucking flour.
Damn.
Can you imagine smoking 2.5 ounces of flour a day?
No.
I wouldn't function. I just would not be able to function.
I would be in permanent bliss.
The permanent bliss, I'd be passed out. I'd be passed out. I don't even know if I'd be able to remain awake to smoke all that much weed. So that's a lot. Oh, goodness. 2.5 ounces a day. Jesus, that normally would take me like a month and a half to get through. All right, so we have that. Our next one is North Dakota stops arresting folks for a little bit of pot. Finally.
Yay.
This comes from Leafly. North Dakota has jumped aboard the cannabis law reform train this morning, becoming the 25th state to end jail time for a little bit of marijuana. On May 2nd, Governor Doug Burgum signed House Bill 1050 into law, making possession of up to a half an ounce of cannabis by adults 21 and older a $1,000 fine without jail time. That's still quite a hefty fine. I mean, most places are like a $100 fine. They really kind of still stuck it. They're still like saying fuck you on this one. Amid widespread marijuana liberalization nationwide, half of North Dakota's drug arrests were pot arrests in 2016, totaling 3,362 that year, just up 62% over 5 years. Burgum has also signed bills expanding the medical cannabis in North Dakota, and newly passed a decriminalization bill also downgrades penalties for possessing more than half an ounce. And that's it for your Weed Corner. It's up to Joe for Joe's Corner. Hi, Joe's Corner.
Anthony. Hey, thanks, Anthony's Weed Corner.
You got
that
2 minutes.
Corner. Well, great. So, folks, as you know, from what I've been talking about, we've been doing this interesting video cast where me and a couple of coworkers get together and play the board game version of this war of mine from 11-Bit Studio. This time around, although the video hasn't been posted yet because there's a lot of work to do, we tried different camera angles. We got an overhead view. And, you know, we're getting together this Tuesday, actually, outside the studio, and I'm going to show them my studio here for Cheyenne Radio and for the Joe and Anthony show, so they get to see, you know, how I sit. And
they can see how the real magic is done.
Yes. Push a button and things just go woo-woo. So make sure you go to our website, though, and you can see our really cool video, first video. But right now, I think I have a special dictionary thingy.
So what's better than Chip Skipper and a biscuit? It's discovering a new word. Today, Joe is going to pick a word at random from his 1983 The American Heritage Dictionary and tell you all about it. Okay, here we go!
Right. And today's word is inability. Inability, folks, is a noun, and the definition is lack of ability or means. Inability. Wow. Go figure on that. Well, Roger, why don't you tell us what you've got to say?
Hello, it's the other lovable artificial personality unit, Roger, and well, if you didn't know it, but if you did, well, pip pip and cheerios for you, UNG and butthole leotard. Anyway, this is your National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today, which was yesterday, I think. Anyway, today is Monday, May 20th, 2019, and well, it's National Be a Millionaire Day, National Pick Strawberries Day, National Rescue Dog Day, and National Quiche Lorraine Day. Well, while Joe stands around a sign saying he's a millionaire, Anthony's going to throw strawberries at him, while the janitor rescues the dog from down the street and Betty takes possession of a quiche Lorraine for reasons I'll never know. Anthony will eventually push a quote-unquote button that stimulates a quote-unquote spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote pulled right after pushing a button, quote-unquote. I think, no, yes, I really do. I'm a robot. Yes, I am. I burp, belch, fart. Oh boy, I do. Yes, I am. I need to go clean up. Take it away, guys.
All right, here you go.
Oh boy.
Spin them all again. See if we break the damn
server.
Wow, you
really boiled them up pretty good.
Yeah, well, you know that happens sometimes. All right. So, if you were listening last week, you caught this. If you weren't listening live last week, this is news to you. This random news article comes from Creative Loafing Tampa. It's that time of year again when commuters slow traffic to a complete ridiculous halt in effort to watch a horny group of manatees get their shit on for some Florida fun. This incredibly non-erotic manatee orgy is actually called a mating ball, which is actually pretty rare to see, and caused motorists on the Courtney Campbell Causeway the previous Friday to slow down and gawk, making people late for work everywhere and pissing everybody off. Floridians can expect to spot a few more sea cow orgies going forward as manatee mating season runs from March until November, according to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. That's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Chimba Radio. The World Labor Hour with the Lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Pet Phone Meditations with John Dubose. And new to the Chimba family, the Inept Supervillains podcast. Welcome, guys. Be sure to visit Chimpa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and more. Oh yeah, call us at 813-327-8566. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
Well, thank you, Betty. And now it's time for Chiampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Well, Anthony, spring really can be over soon here. Haha. Because unless you're listening live, it's not currently
it's the weather wheel.
At 55 degrees, the dew point is 41, giving us a wind chill of 52. Humidity is at 59%. Winds are howling out of the east at 10 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, a 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 46. Tuesday, showers likely, mainly before 1 p.m. with a high of 51, and it could be gusty. Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low around 50 and super gusty. Yeah, I gotta tell you, the weather in Chicago has been a little bit, well, and not just Chicago, but down south, mid-Illinois, Texas, all of the southern states as it heads up towards Illinois. Good Lord! And that's your Chicago weather, and now for the news.
And now for the news!
Oh boy, trophies. Someone's bouncing.
Trophies for everyone, except this guy, because he deserves a fire extinguisher. An Idaho man on May 9th from UBI broke his 100th Guinness World Record when he lit 100 lit candles in his mouth at one time.
I hope he didn't have to
fart. David Rush, whose previous records included the most corn kernels eaten using a toothpick in 3 minutes, crammed the candles into his mouth at the TEDx Boise event. A video of this attempt shows David, who uses his world record attempts to promote STEM education, placing the candles in his mouth before they are ignited by a member of his support team. Sounds kind of pornish. David holds the candles in his mouth for a full 30 seconds. Now, get this, though. It's been done before, but it was only 41 candles.
So, I have a question. Because he says that he does this to promote STEM events or STEM education, but I'd like to know how this fits into the whole STEM thing.
STEM sex education.
Something. Oh my goodness. We've gone out of control.
Now, I would not be happy to see this in my laundry machine. And you know what? In my laundry machine, it's also quite possible it could in my near future.
I could find an alligator in mine one day.
Really? I'm just thinking about this. Like, you lift the lid and there's an alligator. Hey, how you doing?
Anything's possible in Florida.
Well, May 10th, an Illinois woman preparing to unload her washing machine made a startling discovery. It was a very clean snake.
Ooh.
In with her clothes.
Ooh.
Evanston resident Sinella said she called for help Wednesday when she opened the washer and came face to face with a slithering surprise.
I was totally creeped out,
Sinella told WMAQ TV.
I'm sure you were, honey.
How did a snake get in the house, let alone the washer? Evanston officer Pedro and animal control warden Jason responded to the scene and safely captured the snake. I could smell it and could tell you that it had actually been through a cycle. It smelled like downy. The snake was taken to the Chicago Exotics Animal Hospital, where she was checked out by veterinarians. We have never had a snake come in that was found in such a washing machine, the veterinarian said. It looked pretty good. It was able to do an exam on it.
There you go.
The animal, get this though, the animal, well, it turned out to be a pet named Penelope.
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 that had escaped from her 12-year-old owner who lives in the same town.
Well, good for Penelope. So,
well, Penelope and the owner were reunited.
And she smells like Donnie.
Yeah, a clean snake.
Clean snake. We all like our snakes, folks, to be clean. Clean your snake.
Clean your snake.
Moving on.
Fiddles McGinty!
It's time for Fiddles McGinty.
And it's time for ice cream.
I like ice cream.
So, an Irish ice cream company, I guess, is causing quite a stir online. Where else? Everything is a stir online now.
We don't do anything without being online. It's all online. You have to go online to get online. We're online. We still look to be online, so that's always a good sign. We're doing better than last week.
Well, their stir online is with the debut of its unusual new flavor called Chicken McNugget.
Ooh.
Not McNugget, Chicken Nugget.
Yeah, they can't use the McNugget.
Right.
Yeah.
XXI Ice, based in Dundalk, unveiled its latest creation, Chicken Nugget flavored ice cream.
Wouldn't that be 21 Ice?
I guess it could be.
I guess if that's supposed to... I don't know. If it's Roman numerals, it's 21 Ice. If it's not Roman numerals, it's XXI Ice.
I'll just say XXII
Ice. Ice. Okay, there you go.
The company released a video showing how the ice cream is made, which actual chunks of McDonald's Chicken McNuggets are broken up into the vanilla ice cream, and more Chicken McNuggets on top of the garnish. I'll give it a try.
No, you can try it all you want and give us a little report on it.
And I'll put honey on top. That'll go good with...
Are you going to try to find this? You think you can find it in Chicago?
I'll see if I can.
See if you can find it. That would definitely be a special breaking news segment on a show if you find this and actually eat chicken nugget flavored ice cream. Or just make your own, I guess. You can try making your own.
Yeah. Why not? I'll make sure I get, like...
They released a video showing how the ice cream is made, so see, there you go. You can go ahead and make yourself some Chicken McNugget ice cream.
Ice cream. Why not?
Wow, this could be interesting.
The company previously made viral waves when it released a tato cheese and onion ice cream flavor ahead of St. Patrick's Day.
Huh.
And that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Gipper and his crack news team. So, I guess we got a few moments, but back to us or you, Anthony, or however we want to do this.
Okay, well, I guess we'll just play it safe and we'll just move right along.
All right.
Because you know what? Sometimes it's good to be ahead of time than behind time. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, Russia gateless, GMO-loaded experience? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, echoes of White Knight 40 years later, and in the news, Taiwan becomes the first in Asia to open civil marriage to queer couples, more Mexican states equalize marriage, the U.S. House passes the Equity Act on a surly Senate, Chick-fil-A gets fried for its higher calling to hate, and one Aussie athlete is kicked out while another one comes out. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT news radio magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony show on Shyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We will have the inability to be enable again in 4 minutes. Right after this break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Hey, Dickie, guess what? It's 10 weeks till Christmas. Okay, what are we going to get David? Hey, how about a Magnavox compact disc player, huh?
Smart idea.
Yeah, but let's not wait till Christmas. Let's give it to him now, okay?
It's only October.
I know, but once he gets Magnavox CD sound, guess where we can have our Halloween party, huh?
The inventors of CD technology just made it even smarter. The Magnavox 6-disc changer plays and programs up to 7 hours of uninterrupted, flawless sound.
Tom, you can't assume David's going to give a party. Why not? He's invited.
Magnavox. Smart choice. Very smart.
Hello?
It's over. I'm grounded.
Bummer.
Yeah, for eating all the Betty Crocker brownie sundaes.
No way.
I told them. Those two fudgy Betty Crocker brownies with all that great ice cream in the middle, they made me go crazy.
Didn't work, huh?
Nope. My whole family's gone nuts over these things. I'm nailed. I can't even be on the phone.
Well, was it worth it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Kirk, are you on that phone?
Skeletor's trying to take over Castle Grayskull.
By the power of Grayskull!
What happens next? You can find out on the new He-Man Cups at Burger King. There's a different He-Man comic strip cup every week till October 14th when you buy a Burger King meal pack.
At Burger King!
The Burger King meal pack is filled with a juicy hamburger or cheeseburger, regular fries, and a soft drink.
Aren't you hungry for Burger King now?
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
You are listening to Shyampa Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Andrew Tech and Joanne Tech.
Bounce the server later tonight, and I'll see in the morning if it's still angry. And if it's still angry, I'll be like, dude, you got to log into this thing and see why it's
angry.
Do
they put rubber feet on it so it can bounce?
Yeah. No. Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What will your two lovable stoners talk about next on their show? Why don't you tune in on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, only on Shyampa Radio.
Hi, Betty here. I pine for the days when the air flowed free through my circuitry, the brine smell of that rust-inducing good time. It makes my circuits want to flip-flop their logic boards. Boy, I tell you. I wonder if user chip 3829 is listening to this, ever?
Roger here. Well, Betty, I don't know if user chip 3829 is listening, but I am. I always listen to you, Betty, even when you don't make any sense, or even when you're mean to me. It's all the same to me. I can't believe it's not butter.
Background tracks used are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those robots.
Welcome back, Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, why don't you all go grab your favorite devices, popcorn, licorice sticks, wine, or champagne, etc., 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 biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, you lovable stoners, you.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right. Oops. There we go. I hit the wrong button. We did not have a technical failure. This was an ID10T user error.
Oopsie.
All right. So before we get to the crazy Florida news, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is lightly cloudy, 86 degrees Fahrenheit. We have a heat index of 86 degrees Fahrenheit. The humidity is sitting around 42%. The dew point is 60 degrees, and visibility is a lustrous 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, we'll see a 10% chance of isolated showers and storms, and then partly cloudy with a low around 73. On Tuesday, it will be sunny with a high near 92 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 73. On Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 92. And then Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 73. And that's it for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news. Oh, we need to upload the database for this one. So just when you thought it was safe to leave the house, some floor idiot does something so stupid you question if going anywhere in the state of Florida is safe. Our first Florida lifestyle story comes from Bay News 9, Tampa Bay. Lillian, 67, is a somehow registered concealed carry permit holder and was carrying a Derringer two-shot gun in her purse, loaded with one round in the chamber, while shopping at her local Publix. While unloading groceries from her cart, her purse fell off the counter, causing her concealed weapon to discharge and hit her husband, 69-year-old Vernon, in the leg. The sheriff's office said deputies reviewed surveillance video from Publix that showed Vernon immediately flinch and fall to the ground after Lillian's purse fell off the counter. Deputies say that the bullet struck Vernon's lower right shin and a hole was found in the side of the purse. Vernon is currently in stable condition and no criminal charges are expected except for the concealment of moose poop, which has a fine of $2 and a lot of laughter is directed at the offenders, officials said. God bless Florida.
You know what?
Yeah.
That was actually from last time we tried to do a show.
Oh, was that? Like, you had that from last time? Oh, that's too funny.
I forgot about that.
So basically, I'm doing the news with landmines now. So, theoretically speaking. All right, we'll move on. Ooh, Florida drivers. WTSP Tampa Bay News Channel 10 brings us our next Florida news story of the night about another senior living the Florida lifestyle. An off-duty deputy witnessed a vehicle being driven by Leonard, 70, going more than 100 miles an hour down I-4, one of the nation's most deadliest highways. At some point, the vehicle suddenly slowed down to 40, and the off-duty deputy, I think this was one of the nights Dick White was working late, the off-duty deputy observed the driver stand up and sit on his open sunroof while the vehicle was still traveling westbound on Interstate 4. Troopers pulled over Leonard and asked him about reports of him sitting on top of his sunroof while traveling down the freeway. Leonard initially said he didn't know what anyone was talking about. However, a while later, Leonard told deputies that he wanted to turn himself in. When asked why, the arrest report claimed that Leonard stated that his wife treats him like a servant and she's the mistress and he's tired of her shit. Leonard then stated he'd rather go to jail than go back home. So, he was taken into custody. Troopers say that they then showed Leonard the video of him sitting on top of the sunroof while the vehicle was in motion. And the incident report says that Leonard admitted that was him and that his vehicle was on cruise control at the time. Yeah, we know how well that cruise control works. Leonard said that the car drives itself and has a gigantic computer in it and thought it would be a nice way to praise God for a minute. Oh, yeah. Yeah. God bless America. Leonard was charged with reckless driving and moose poop concealment, which is also a misdemeanor. Yeah, I got some moose poops in there, don't I? All right. Coming to the last Florida news story. This one fits in some of our stuff in an episode.
Yay.
WTSP Tampa Bay News Channel 10 brings us our final Florida news story of the night about another Floridian stuffing it in.
Oh, boy.
A St. Petersburg woman was arrested on Tuesday after deputies say she stashed 7 syringes in her vagina and then brought them into the jail. Deputies say they responded to a Burger King on East Bay Drive in Largo because of reports of a woman snarling and yelling in the restroom. Snarling and yelling. I don't know. How do you snarl and yell?
Snarl
and yelling. Law enforcement said that Jamie, 35, refused to leave the restaurant. According to an arrest affidavit, Jamie showed several indicators of narcotics usage and agreed to let deputies search her. One deputy and deputy found something hard when searching the right side of Jamie's groin and vaginal area. The arrest report says that Jamie refused to say what the item was, but spontaneously uttered that she had fucked up. Deputies say that they warned Jamie that she could face additional charges if she brought any contraband into the jail. The arrest report says that when Jamie arrived at the jail, she removed 7 syringes from her vagina in front of a corporal, a deputy, and a sergeant. 7. I can't even imagine sticking one up there. If I had a vagina, I would not carry syringes in it. I mean, what is it with Florida women using that damn thing as a purse? I mean, if you could stick 7 fucking syringes up there and a fucking turkey, why the hell are you all carrying purses? Jesus, seems like a pain in the ass. You got a built-in kangaroo pouch.
I'm thinking about the turkey. Oh, my God.
The turkey. Always. I'm sure we can find someone with the turkey. Give it time. The syringes had a clear substance inside, according to the report. Jamie was charged with introduction and possession of contraband in a county detention facility, possession of drug paraphernalia, and resisting an officer without violence. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
That's us.
Be a part of this unique studio experience. Be sure to visit us at shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. Go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
Woohoo! Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
So, stupid low-flow toilets. Have you been having toilet issues?
Oh, my God. I just want one of those, like, 200-gallon per flush toilets, those old toilets back. Because let me tell you, these new low-flow toilets, they're such a pain in the ass. Not literally, just a pain. They clog easily. And sediment, if you get any sediment in your water, forget it. It never flushes right. Once you get sediment, once, like, there's sediment buildup on it, it just doesn't flush right anymore. Yeah. It's ridiculous. You got to hold down the handle to get a flush out of it.
Yeah.
So you're like going through all this water to flush it when it's supposed to be a water saver.
A special like tank that you can install in there where it would have a solution to clean with every flush. I mean, and not just a tab, but like a tank that only needed like a tiny squirt of this concentrate.
Which is funny, because if you actually read the warranty on any toilet you buy, that if your toilet warranty is voided if you use any of those type of drop-in things.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess it fucks up the seals and stuff. But yeah, you're like warranty. The toilet warranty is voided if you use drop-in. Isn't that crazy?
Huh.
And actually, some toilets says it will damage them. So, yeah, I know. At first, I was going to, like, dump some muriatic acid down it, but I'm like, well, that's not going to do any good. So I had to get some toilet snake out this past weekend. That was fun.
Oh, boy.
Oof, that's never a fun thing.
No, I can't imagine.
And then we have Florida drivers.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I see lots of stories about Florida coming around lately around here, too, about the drivers just being stupid.
They're just terrible. They're terrible drivers. They're stupid. It's like, and my morning commute is an testament to this, because I'll be driving, and you'll have like five or six ninnies in the left lane, and I call them ninnies, because they're going like, the speed limit's 45. I'm going 50. I admit, I drive 5 over, sometimes 10, but I don't go, I mean, the surface street speeds are reasonable in Florida. They're like 45 miles an hour on surface streets. All surface streets are 45. Residential's 25, surface street is 45. So 45 miles an hour is a pretty good clip, you know, if you're driving down the street. You know, if you're heading down Cicero Avenue or driving up Halstead, chances are, if you're not stuck in traffic, you're going about 45 miles an hour. That's fast in one of those, you know. Yeah. So, great, you know. And then you got like three or four ninnies in a row in the left-hand lane, and they're all poking along at like 30 miles an hour. Okay, fine. So usually you can hang out in the right lane, but it's funny because as soon as you start to like pass the ninnies, they all of a sudden find the accelerator. They like speed up. And they'll like speed, and then it sucks,
like,
because
Oh my god, I'm going slow.
Or you can't pass me. You can't pass me. It's ridiculous. So you get that shit, and then you get the ninnies. You get the ninnies that will cross every single fucking lane of traffic at the last minute. Because another concept that I deal with all the time are the wayward drivers that like, you'll get behind them and they'll be in a left turn lane.
Oh, boy.
And you just have that feeling about him. And like 5 seconds before the turn arrow turns green, which you have a limited time to make this left-hand turn, or you're going to sit here for 25 minutes again waiting for a fucking light, the fucking ninny turns on the right blinker. Guess what? They got to get out of the fucking turn lane. Instead of completing the left turn and making a U-turn and then making another left turn, nope, the fucking ninny has to get out of the lane. And then sometimes that fucking ninny will try to cut across like 5 lanes of traffic to make a right-hand turn. So they didn't have to make a left-hand turn. The fucking ninny had to make a right-hand turn. So the fucking ninny fucks up the whole fucking row of traffic. Because then you got the other ninnies. You got the other ninnies that are sitting there with their heads up their asses who, in ninny land, who are like, you know, the ninny will turn the blinker on, they'll beep, and they'll roll down the window like, let me through, I'm so helpless. And then, of course, the ninny in the car by them says, oh, well, I'll let you through. So then they let them through. And then now you got ninny. So then the next person in the other lane is like, fuck you, ninny. I know your game. I'm not letting you through. So then the ninny is blocking the left turn lane and then the left through lane. And then some other fucking ninny in the right lane decides to stop. It will fuck up it will fuck up a light cycle. It fucks up a whole light cycle when you get one of these motherfuckers that do that shit.
They need to put bolliards.
Something.
On the left-hand lane.
Something. We've got a call. Maybe we got a call from a ninny. Caller, you're on the air. Hopefully you're not a ninny. It's Ezel. That works for me. Ezel's better than a ninny.
Yes.
How does Ezel back and do? Oh, man, you hit the nail right out there.
Oh, you know these motherfucking ninnies. I tell you. I call them fucking ninnies. They don't know what the fuck they're doing or where they're going.
Oh, man. Well, you got to try, Anthony, because I know Joe's he's a public transit guy. But, well, you got to try. And I do this all the time because this is how the gay people and myself, we abuse ourselves. We'll get on a road that's, you know, like a single lane road out in the country here in Armpit, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
And what we do is we're watching in the rearview mirror, okay? And what I'll do is when I'm driving, I'll, like, drift off to the right or to the left, you know, out of the lane. And we look in the mirror, and the ninny behind us is drifting off in the left right.
Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome.
Try it, because you know what it is?
I'll cause an accident. If I do that, the motherfuckers will fly off into the opposing lane of traffic. Get run over by a semi.
I really believe that people are, I don't know if it's insecurity when they drive, but they actually, if you notice, they'll follow the car.
Oh, yeah, no, totally. T- Absolutely. Totally. Absolutely.
Brown's going 20 miles an hour.
And you'll get 10 innings behind him going 20 miles an hour. It will be a 45 mile an hour zone. You can have two lanes to drive. It's like a four lane. Because the road I bitch about this all the time is four lanes. So you got two lanes going one direction. They'll all fucking clump in the left hand lane and they'll just poke right behind each other. It's the most amazing thing. And then it's like you come up to it and they all freak the fuck out because they're like, oh my God, someone's doing the speed limit. I don't understand it. Ninny's
man, these people, I don't know where they get their driving lessons from when they go to
Cracker
school.
Jack.
Cracker Jack box, that's where.
Man, it's got to be one of them fly-by-night driving schools, I tell you, because it's funny because, you know, and another thing is, If we do this, me and the Clay people, because we got these, we collect these orange construction cones. Okay? me and the Clay, to amuse ourselves, we'll go out on the road and we'll put some along the side of the road in the shoulder, and then we sit back in the parking lot, we watch this, and as people come up to the orange cones, they like go, oh, it's orange cones. Like, freak out, man. They go freak. And they'll slow down to like 10 miles an hour. Like, oh, man, what's happening, man? There's orange cones in the road. I call it the orange cone syndrome.
Yeah, absolutely. Nope. Orange cones, that will freak him out. What you should do with those cones is you should make it do like a figure eight in the road. And see if the ninnies will drive the figure eights.
Of course. Yeah, I like that, man. We're going to try that.
There you go.
Oh, man. So I got to ask you guys. I know, Anthony, you don't have no cable. You're not a slave to cable.
No, I say fuck cable.
What's this with this Game of Thrones thing? I've been hearing this on the radio this morning. I listen to the radio. And they're talking about people are jumping off of buildings and they're having...
You're fucking kidding me. No way.
No, man.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Look on the internet. They're circulating a petition to, all these fans of the Game of Thrones are signing this petition because they didn't like the ending. So now they're going to send a petition to wherever they make this Game of Thrones or whatever, and they want them to redo the ending now.
Oh, my God. We have become a nation of entitled, mindless people. Man. Wow.
You know what?
That's
first
ridiculous.
Of all, you know what? It's television, man. It ain't nothing real.
You know what? Here, let me. You know what, Isa? Let me tell you one thing. If they redo the ending of Game of Thrones, we have to start a petition to redo the ending of fucking St. Elsewhere. that was the shittiest ending of any fucking ending you could find with fucking St. Elsewhere. That was the worst fucking series ending.
And you know what was even a worse series ending? And I really like it because I like the guy. He's a great comedian. He's Jerry Seinfeld.
Seinfeld was, yeah, that was a bit of a fucked up ending, too.
The ending was so fucked up. I couldn't believe that they couldn't come up with a better ending because that show was a marvelous show. I used to laugh my balls off watching that show. That was a crazy show, man. I mean, that, you know, when they did that thing about Master of the Domain, man, I almost pissed in my pants laughing, man. What a great show. But anyway, I wanted to touch base with you on that Game of Thrones. You know, they got a call-in help thing to call in if you need help.
No way.
Yeah, I swear to God, I heard it this morning. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
I was bullshitting me, man. So anyway, and one other thing, man, I didn't want to that. It shows you how crazy it's getting out of here. Now, I don't know if you didn't have it in your news, but did you hear about that school teacher that got poisoned up in Brooklyn?
I saw a headline, but I didn't hear much about it. I didn't have time to look into it.
It was one of the middle schools, and I guess it was like a gangster school. You know, there's a lot of gangsters. You know all about that.
Oh, yeah.
You know. So anyway, it was a gangster school, and this 52-year-old teacher, she goes out, she leaves the room, I guess, go to the bathroom or something. I don't know what she was doing. And these two gangsters, they come up and they stuck rat poison pellets in the water. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, and then she drinks it, right? She drinks it and ends up going to the hospital. Okay. Now, that's bad enough. But, you know, these gangster motherfuckers, they do everything. Yeah. I've been with the gangsters all my life. I know what they do. They do some crazy shit. But the thing was, they're interviewing people on the street about it in Brooklyn. And this one motherfucker goes, Well, you know, why did they have to call the police? And I said, what? Man, they just tried to kill a teacher. What are you talking
about? What the fuck are you talking about? Jesus. Oh, my God. That's fucking attempted murder, you know? Jesus fucking Christ.
Absolutely. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong with these people, man? It's okay.
What this crazy self-rule that just doesn't make any rational sense.
Oh, man. There are some teachers I like to hit with a baseball bat. I ain't going to stick no rat poison in there.
Yeah, that's just a little overkill there. That's a little overkill.
Man, it's a crazy world out there.
That's
why. You know what? You know what you got to do? You got to smoke them if you got them, man.
Yeah.
Always, Ezel. Always.
Smoke them if you got them. And I won't leave you with that thought because I'm getting back to the clay people. We're enjoying root beer floats tonight.
All right.
Candyland, man.
There you go. Sounds like fun, Ezel.
That's a fun evening. Candyland and root beer floats. And I'm watching a squirrel doing a break dance in the backyard. And that's crazy. That was the guy that said a weed garden. That is so funny. He's doing a break dance.
Lovely. Lovely.
Lovely.
We'll see you later.
All right, Ezel. Thanks for calling in.
My candy computer, man.
Yeah, right?
All right, cool, man. We'll see you later.
Take it easy, Ezel.
Bye.
All right. Wow. I'm glad to have Ezel call in. Glad that the show actually, everything worked well tonight. That's always nice when everything kind of comes together. So, hey, folks, the other lights coming on, and someone at reception told me that my ship has come in. So, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast, or just supporting us in your own special snowflake way.
Snowflake.
Hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Triumph Radio. Remember, all times New York time, be sure to check out Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 6, then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, Sundays at noon, and another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Remember, all times New York time.
You can make your commute more commutable with weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern every weekday morning, and Traffic with Toppers, starting at 3:30 Eastern every weekday afternoon, while Joe just bounces, like, excitably in his chair. Wow. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast, where three black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. We play them Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Ooh.
And Joe is going to belch on air for us. Thank you, Joe, for that wonderful contribution.
Hey, everybody. It's springtime, and that means I'm bouncing in my chairs with
you're doing something.
Technique cue audio procedures. You know what, folks? Since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Shyamp Radio and leave it on in the background. That's Shyamp Radio. Visit chiampa.org. You can see our most current toaster oven schedules, our social pickles, moose poop, fluid lines, moose poop and poop streams, and much, 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 much more.
There really isn't poop on the website. So if you don't like to look at poop, that's okay. There's no poop on the website.
Yeah.
Joe just likes talking about poop, but so far we've been fortunate that he doesn't share pictures of poop. So far all we get is poop talk. And hopefully he doesn't share pictures of poop. We do not want to see pictures of poop.
We're going to remove all of that poopness from
Was that too much poop for you?
Yeah.
That was a lot of poop.
Yeah.
Too much poop. Too much poop. Like a lot of fiber or something. Yeah, so we made it. We made another episode.
We did.
We survived. The server is not smoking much, and
kerflunctified.
Roger seems happy. Betty seems happy. Dick White seems happy. Everyone seems happy right now.
Dick White is drunk.
Well, yeah, I am too. I had it started with a Gewurztraminer. If that tells you anything, right. Those suckers are nice and strong. Yeah, and then we kind of top it off. So, but yeah, it's been a crazy technology week for all of us. I think everything's been broken at some point. Yes. And I hope everything stays working, though, for this week on.
They must have passed through a layer of crazy energy in the universe.
I think so. But speaking of crazy energy, we will be back next week. Thank you for tuning in. Check out our blog, Chiampa.org. Remember, folks, don't stuff things in your vagina while you're riding on top of a Burger King at 100 miles an hour after a good guy with a gun shoots the candle in your mouth while standing in line at Publix eating a chicken nugget flavored shake. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with an A for Ambisexual. Whatever that
That's
is.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an A.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You are listening to Chiampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.